I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, an unexpected transition of leadership means even more uncertainty in an already unstable region. Parliament elected Shahid Abbasi as interim prime minister after former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was disqualified for corruption. The decision especially creates a sense of uncertainty for believers who already face immense persecution. Converts from Islam to Christianity can even face the death penalty. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright.
And if you can imagine being a Christian in a country where people actually think that you should lose your life simply because of not being a part of the religion that most people are in Pakistan, that's a pretty tragic thing. And that's the situation that Christians in Pakistan are facing on a daily basis.
It's a dire situation, but you can make a difference. Find out ways to pray and advocate for these believers at missionnews.org. And if you look closely through your Bible, you'll find that the history of Persia is often intertwined with that of God's people. And this is one reason why Global Catalytic Ministries is working in Iran, where the majority of Persians live today. Because God has a heart for Persia, they do too. And as far as gospel movement is concerned, it's an exciting time for the Middle East. From GCM, Reza, whose voice and name have been changed for security reasons, says,
"That was one of the main reasons why we came into existence, because we're just seeing such an amazing move of the Spirit. We're having the biggest revival in the history of the 1040 window happening right now."
GCM is working through evangelism, discipleship, and leadership training. Learn more about the ministry and how to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.